Change is chaotic. That is, unless you embrace it, going places you hadn't dreamed were possible. The Larson Group, Architects of Change, is a leadership consulting, executive coaching, and career transition firm. We help individuals make the most of their current employment situation or to step forward confidently into a career transition. Contact us at thelarsongroup.com or toll free 1-877-544-2580. The Larson Group, Architects of Change, helping others unleash potential through transformational change. 1-877-544-2580. Welcome again to our second hour here on Circles of Change. What a delight it was. Mark Samuels up first and then Dr. Margaret Higgins from The Haven. One thing Margaret neglected to mention that is indeed tomorrow here in Tucson, they're having their annual open house from 2 to 4 p.m. That's again Sunday, November 7th, The Haven's 6th annual open house. It's at Adelaide Drive. You can find out more about that by going to thehaventucson.org. So get out and support. What a wonderful story and continued journey. Well, as frequent listeners know, my family and I really love horses and dogs, and you might imagine that I thus resonate fully with the likes of Monty Roberts, the horse whisperer, and Caesar Millan, the dog whisperer. Well, today I'd like to introduce a man who has a gift to think like a computer and resolve whatever issues is plaguing those amazing boxes and devices that, frankly, are so embedded in our work and our lifestyles now. So I welcome to the studio Jeremy Logsdon of Prompt Solutions.
Good morning, Zara.
How are you today?
Doing well.
How great. Well, Jeremy, he truly sees opportunities to resolve technology problems, I would say, from the inside out. A quick intro. Originally from Tucson, Jeremy was raised in Australia, returning to Arizona in 1997 then to start the university. As a student at Pima Community College and the Arizona State University, Jeremy also earned certifications as a Microsoft Systems Engineer and an A-plus hardware expert. He's been running his own computer hardware, software, and even internet connectivity consulting company now, Prompt Solutions, since 1998. So 12 years, congratulations,
Thank
of being
you.
Business on your own. Branching beyond computers these days, quite frankly, to often help clients integrate all those other electronic or digitally based gizmotrons that we have in our homes or our offices. So, or in my case, probably to stop me from throwing a rock through the screen or crying uncle when I get stuck on the telephone waiting game on helplines with all these providers. So with that, Jeremy, Prompt Solutions, how is it you made that decision to go out on your own?
It was a pretty easy decision for me. I'm a single father, and the fitting into somebody else's work schedule didn't mm-hmm. really work for being able to be there for my son like I wanted to be. So being a solopreneur, as you call it,
yeah.
Allowed me to set my own schedule to be able to be there for my son while he was a baby, spend my time with him, and actually sling him into a little harness. I had a kangaroo pouch that
right.
goes on the front here.
That's our Australian time there, right?
Right, and I'd bring him with me to clients as an infant if they had an emergency that needed to be addressed immediately. So it just gave me the flexibility to name my own schedule and be the father I wanted to be at the same time as taking care of my family.
And you know what? There's the show. We're done. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, there's no finer mission than what you just shared into saying that your career direction was consistent with your commitment to fatherhood. That's just beautiful.
Thank you.
Just beautiful. And I tell you, anybody who's listening that is wrestling with choices and decisions, if you think about what is your most important and desired outcome, in this case, your son, that isn't interesting how things can come into your path and otherwise.
Right.
So how old is he now?
He's 8 years old.
8 years old. And I've got this vision that he probably would say, Dad, would you get out of the way? I can fix that faster.
We used to joke when he was a baby that as soon as he was old enough to ride his tricycle, we were going to turn the business over to him.
Yep. There you go. You can retire early.
I know. Looking forward to it.
Yeah. Not like some of us who feel like we're just starting at almost 54, I must admit. So Prompt Solutions, obviously that sense of urgency, the requirement you have always to satisfy your client's needs, that's so important in this day and age. Mm-hmm. I know if any of my systems go down even for 5 minutes, I feel like I'm losing a grip, which may be more than me than anything.
Right.
But the name Prompt Solutions, it came from that idea that, you wanted to be there for your clients then?
It's actually a double entendre. The name comes from DOS. Originally, it was called the DOS Prompt. That was how you interacted with the computer. So it's a solution to interacting with your computer at the same time as it's curt.
That's lovely, particularly if you say the word DOS. For those of us that aren't old enough to know that, we immediately hear fingernails scratching down the board.
Right. That DOS wasn't a pleasant experience for anybody involved.
I wonder how many people in this day and age know that double entendre that you've got. This is the best kept secret, and you're revealing it here on the air.
It is. It is. I've got it worked into the website very faintly in the background. Is actually a DOS prompt floating in the back there. But no, it's just an
inside that's like
joke.
In the movies where they used to flash, you know, for nanoseconds the advertising commercials, but they're not allowed to, and they go to the concession stand. You're like, the evil DOS is out there. Well, so over the years then, I imagine that you've obviously had to keep up with all these technology changes and the like, mm-hmm. From when you started to where you're now today. How do you stay current?
You know, the interesting thing is computers haven't really changed that much in the last 20 years. So,
well, that's a new one. That's certainly what most people wouldn't say that.
No, people don't have an idea because under the hood, and it's what's fundamentally going on inside the computer, hasn't changed. It's gotten faster, it's gotten better, it's gotten more efficient, it's gotten smaller, but the fundamental way that it works is exactly the same. So if you have that knowledge and that understanding of exactly what's going on, it's pretty easy to keep up with the technology because they're just adding widgets on top of the foundation that's always been there.
That's a pretty big if you have the knowledge and understanding, where most people are scared to death of even asking the questions.
Right, and I've grown up with it. It was a hobby for my dad when I was a baby, so I was always exposed to the latest gadgets. You know, computers have been in the house as long as I can remember for my life. I had my first computer when I was 7, and I got actually involved in repairing and building computers at the age of 9. Had an unfortunate accident. My dad came home from work, and he had a very expensive computer motherboard. And this was a prototype that wasn't available to the public, and he was just thrilled to have this thing. He was cradling it like a baby in his arms, and I ran up on the shag carpet in our house to give him a big hug, and this huge electrostatic discharge, zap, and killed this expensive piece of hardware.
Oh, my goodness.
And I saw my father shed a tear, and he told me, son, you're going to learn why these things work and how to repair them. And so it's... The rest is history, I guess most you can say.
What a great story. You know, that's sort of like Mario Andretti's advice to anybody who races cars. And that is, you know, if you don't hit the wall every now and then, you're not driving fast enough.
Fair enough.
All right? So you had this electrostatic discharge, which you probably every now and then in any fit of anxiety, you have that reoccurring dream of it happening again.
Yep.
Yeah. And so how your father then has watched your career unfold then based on the things you partnered with him?
It was always a hobby for Dad. Yeah. He was an aerospace engineer, and he just did it on the side, something for himself and for friends. And it's been my hobby and my passion since then. And it's something that I've put, you know, a lot of my spare time into, and I really enjoy it. It's fun for me.
Well, you know, you raise a good point, I suspect, though, to have that reinforcement from the home so you could be more of who you want to be, as opposed to, you know, whether it be people saying, oh, yeah, he's a real geeky kid, you know, he only wants to play with computers, or she's over the top with ballet, or, you know, won't he do something different than play Legos? To have that open-minded, you know, opportunity, and then for you to get the chance, or you made the choice, to seek academic reinforcement and other certifications to keep you in that path.
Right. So it's, you know, I always knew I was going to do something technical. I just have an engineering mindset. I like solving problems, and I always get a big kick out of fixing things. So something technical I knew was in my future from my childhood, mm-hmm. but I didn't know where it was going.
So someone dials 520-403-6403. Your office or the website is promptsolutions.net, mm-hmm. and send you a help message. What do those messages usually turn into? Is it somewhat of, in some ways, an opportunity for you to do some fixing over the phone, or is it really coming hand in hand into the enclaves of stuff to unravel it?
I try to diagnose as much of the problem as possible over the phone, get mm-hmm. a general idea of exactly what's going on. Most of the calls that I get from business and personal need a hands-on touch and need some deeper analysis to figure out exactly what's going on.
Yeah,
I do a lot of secondary repair, and that they've already paid somebody else to take a look at it for them, and it was either unresolved or actually made worse in some cases. Unfortunately, there's a lot of big companies that have a tremendous amount of advertising dollars behind them and don't do a good job for their customers.
Yeah.
Right. So
Well, and I got this impression that, of course, the way we know one another is through, indeed, one of your most longstanding clients. So once someone gets a great, I'll call it the computer whisperer right there in the room as we're screaming at our computers.
You can't see me blushing here.
I know. You'd love it, which is why radio is so good. You can also have a bad hair day and it doesn't matter. Right? That we also, though, you can bring so much more to the party than fixing just that one problem. Isn't that true? I mean, that's usually what I've got to believe what you uncover is your client thinks it's X, but oh, by the way, there's A, M, Q, and Z and 4.9. whether it's DOS or otherwise, that really is what's going on.
Sure, and it's just something that I do as a matter of course, is try to make the computing experience as pleasurable for somebody as possible, whether it's in a personal setting or in a business setting. You know, the computer is just a tool. We have this incredible fear of computers, that it's this mighty monster, you know, that we have to pay homage to. And it's not the case. You know, the computer is just like a more complicated toaster. Nobody's afraid of their toaster. You know, you set the dial to the darkness you want, and you put in the bread, and that's it. You make your toast. Well, the computer's not really any different. It's just a little bit more complicated. So if you're advised correctly on the type of stuff that you need to solve your particular problems, and you have some training that teaches you how to use that tool properly, that's it. And it is a tool, it's a productivity tool, and it's a recreational tool. So it can do exactly what you need it to do if approached correctly.
Well, and again, that's back to that big if, because I guarantee you, you're still going to burn the toast if you don't set the dials right.
Right.
Right. But indeed, have you encountered any real stump the expert situations?
I encounter frequently things that are sort of off the wall or weird, you know, that I
share one. What's the latest one that really
A couple of weeks ago, I had a client, and she called me up and she says, I'm trying to audition for the name of the show where people go on and sing?
American Idol.
American Idol, right. So she wanted to do the audition for American Idol, and she said, my computer's not working. Help. You know, she says the audition closes in 3 hours and I have to sing this audition or else I'm not going to make it. And so I have no idea what the problem could be. I don't have any time to try and figure it out. So I did as much research as I could in 30 minutes before I was running over to try and address the problem. I go to the American Idol website on MySpace and I had to create an account. And I wasn't really interested in auditioning for American Idol, but I had to do just that to find out what her problem was.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
So now
Jeremy from Prom Solutions singing.
I was singing Dock of the Bay by Otis Redding.
There you go.
But the poor people from American Idol Audition Review actually have to listen to me sing, and that's not something pleasant for anybody involved. But it gave me a chance to find out exactly what technology they were using on their website and what complications my client might be involved with. And we were able to get it resolved. She had about an hour and a half to actually, you know, rehearse and get ready for her audition once we were all done.
So this was a situation where you were in your office, had no idea, you're thinking, okay, well, let's see, I'll make believe I'm her and I'll dial right in. And
right. So I just go through the same steps that she's going through, try and find out, you know, what steps those are and figure out what the problem might be.
Now, back to that whole experience of the static discharge that fried the motherboard.
Right.
I've asked to suspect that there have been times when you've unbolted the back of the computer or the digital phone that's supposed to interface with the TV or the whatever. Mm-hmm. So tell us a story in that space for you that you've gone through in helping a client.
Let's see. There's some things that can happen with computers that try to manifest themselves, you know, so people say, okay, my computer's going really slow. That's a common complaint.
Oh, we hear that at my house all the time.
Sure.
Mind you, my son has 5 gaming applications probably open at the same time, but go ahead.
Okay.
Might be a problem there, Jake.
Might be. So it's a common complaint. So there's no specific malady, just that things aren't as quick or as efficient as they used to be.
Mm-hmm.
So I had a client and the laptop didn't sound quite right. I can't even tell you what it was. It's just sort of a gut feeling. Didn't sound quite right. So I ended up taking it apart. And on the inside was a dust bunny several inches across. And that was actually blocking the ventilation.
And the fan system
was
heating.
And it was actually overheating, and that was the entire problem. So
those are the hallelujah moments,
right?
You know.
So I presented them with this giant dust bunny in a Ziploc bag to keep as a memento. And that was it.
So
that was,
you know, your earlier analogy, because, of course, my background is in the automotive area. You're absolutely right. The idea of the under the hood, that how many times the mystery solved if someone knew what to look for when they popped the hood.
Right.
Whereas though we as consumers, and these things are, you know, more and more complex, at least to the naked eye, and that we get stuck in thinking it is really some little gnome in there, mm-hmm. as opposed to, yeah, gee, a 2-inch dust bunny or the pack rat that's now living in your oil pump and you wonder how it'll
right.
turn over.
Mm-hmm.
The type of equipment you then have gotten involved with over the years. I mean, I'm certain you do the standard fare computers, the
sure.
the printer that continually jams and spits out stuff. But
everything like that.
But you know, the fact that people are looking for integrated solutions in both their offices and their homes, that
mm-hmm.
must be opening up some interesting opportunities for you.
It does. And with the availability of bandwidth, it's opened you know, a lot of doors for technology, things that we just couldn't do 10 years ago when people were primarily on dial-up. They're not only feasible, they're almost necessary these days. We have voice over IP, integrative solutions for teleconferencing, everything you can imagine. It's a fantastic time to be in technology.
Mm-hmm. Tell us about some of your teachers then, besides your father. Were there others in the mix that you've enjoyed learning from?
I've gotten a lot of great advice from mentors, teachers, family members that have really set me on the right path. Not so much with specific technical things, but just ideologically. The way to approach problems, the way to interact with people. A lot of my patients and my I don't like to give up.
Mm-hmm.
If I have
mm-hmm.
a technical problem that you know, is unbeatable, unsolvable,
that makes it all the more interesting.
Right, and it's my pleasure to give away that time for free, figuring out the way to solve that problem, just so I can say I did at the end of the thing.
Yeah, the aspect of, you know, there's a lot out there, the writings about the digital immigrants versus the digital natives, you know, the generational differences
right.
of people. Is it true from your perspective? Do you see people that are younger any less reticent or resilient to computer-related issues than the older folks?
There is definitely...
The more mature of us, I'll say. Okay.
There is definitely a difference in the way generations experience computers
That's
and technology.
Right.
So, you know, the youngest generation, you know, my son's generation, they've grown up where there were always DVDs during their lifetime. You know, there were always text messages. There mm-hmm. all these things that they take for granted, you know, it's been a technological evolution for the rest of us. And for the older generation, where there were no computers, you know, were a city block long,
mm-hmm.
right, you know, when they started experiencing them, and that the computers themselves were the people who ran those devices, they have a little bit more apprehension towards technology.
Do you find yourself adapting a different mantle of your own behavior as you go work within your different generations?
Absolutely.
Clients?
So it's just a matter of approach, a matter of using different analogs to explain how things work and why they work, and finding the easiest way to meet their needs.
I've got to believe that in some ways the clients that are, I'll admit it, clueless, might be easier for you to work with than those who may think they know what they know, but turns out they don't know what they don't know.
It's true. It's easier to teach than to unteach and reteach.
Yeah. Okay.
Sure.
There you go. That's
mm-hmm.
that's an interesting way to place it. The where do you see this type of environment going for all of us now? I mean, this is your livelihood, your solopreneur business, the more and more electronic and computer-related things coming into our lives. Do you have any feeling we're maxing out at any one point in time, or is things really going to come down to just one remote?
It's coming closer to that. With the evolution of the smartphone, this is really tying together a lot of core technologies. And it's, like I said, it's an interesting time in technology. So we have the bandwidth to be able to do all of these things from a device we hold in our hands.
Mm-hmm.
You know, do you remember, you know, we used to joke about Dick Tracy watches and watching television, you know, on a wristwatch. Well, we can do that and we can do it well. And it's fun. It's enjoyable.
You're not old enough to have really watched Dick Tracy.
I watched reruns.
You watch reruns. Okay, there you go. I was going to remind our listeners. You should know that your association with Jeremy Logsdon with Prompt Solutions, he's a very young man. So, yes. So, Dick Tracy, you watch the reruns.
I'm not as young as you might think.
Okay, but we won't go there.
That's okay.
Well, so for you personally, what do you see on the horizon for Prompt Solutions?
I would like to grow the company beyond myself. So I'm limited to the services I can provide, to the help I can give to the community, by myself. By, you know, there's only 24 hours in a day.
That's right.
So I'd like
to find... You are all the time in the material.
Right, right. And so I'd like to find somebody that I could take in as an apprentice to teach them from the ground up, you know, how things actually work, not just in terms of the technologies itself, but the problem-solving process. And the mentality that comes with it. So I need, you know, somebody bright and motivated that really loves the technology and loves helping people as much as I do. And then I'd like to train them up and step them into my shoes, and then we can do 48 hours a day.
Well, and the other piece of it, of course, you know, being a solopreneur, you're also the chief cook, bottle washer, CFO, COO, you know, all those kind of things. And, you know, that that crowds you out to be able to be the technical guy, too.
It does. You know, there's a lot of paperwork that I end up doing that I'd rather not, that, you know, takes my time away from things that I'd prefer.
Yep. Jeremy, how do you think you've changed doing this kind of work over the years?
It's made me a very patient person.
You said that earlier.
Yeah. It's just been an evolution working with people. Everybody has different ways of learning and different ways of approaching problems. You know, some people get angry, some people get frustrated, some people get patient and go and open a book and research and try to solve the thing.
Right. They're wired a different way to approach things.
And so it's made me very adaptable and very patient working with people. So I like to approach everybody, find out what their method of learning is and what, you know, their comfort level is.
Since your business is so customer touch oriented, I would imagine, too, that some of your best ideas or breakthroughs might come as a result of some provocative question, maybe unknowingly, that your client even asks you.
Sure. Yeah, that happens frequently.
Yeah. The your son, your eight-year-old son now, where do you see him tracking in your journey here?
I'd like him to have an interest like I did when I was younger. And, you know, I hope he doesn't kill any very expensive hardware for me. But if he can avoid that mistake, I'd love to get him on board in the company, train him up.
Well, and as you know, he is clearly a digital native. I mean, he's got it genetically wired in him from your his grandfather to you to him, but also he's born with that in terms of the entire environment with that technology. The whole consulting and the type of work you're doing, do you see adding other offerings to what you're doing or just doing more of the same, do you think?
Well, right now I offer pretty much everything. You know, I used to tell people that if you can plug it in or boot it up, I can fix it for you. So my business offerings are complete. So everything from building the building, doing the infrastructure for the technology from scratch, all the way to aftermarket support, integrating new solutions, upgrades, everything like that. And for home users, just solving whatever needs they have.
Yeah, which can be some of the very same if they're building a home and would like to see a lot of this equipment integrated into the home life, which is more and more on the radar then.
Right, smart homes and that sort of
thing. Smart homes for those of us that might be challenged owners. Well, thank you very much, Jeremy Logsdon, for joining us again. Jeremy can be contacted at 403-6403 is his office, or promptsolutions.net. We had called this segment Demystifying Computers to Simplify Your Life, although I added the other one, and that would be, you folks have just met the computer whisperer in the mix. Thanks for joining us, Jeremy. We'll keep in touch with your great career.
Thank you, Dr. Zahr.
You betcha. It's my... Wouldn't you love to get paid for doing what you love to do? If you're ready to move on to what's next, join us for Circles of Change with Dr. Zahra Larson. Our uplifting live talk show on Saturday mornings from 10 to noon will have you circling back, not running in circles, to pull your experience forward in new ways. Advance your career, plus help others with theirs. Join us Saturdays, 10 to noon, right here on 104.1 The Truth, for pragmatic advice and unconventional wisdom. Circles of Change with Dr. Zahra Larson, where your path is created by walking on it.